Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off a brand new week. In fact, kicking off a brand new month and a brand new quarter. Holy cow, today's a huge day, and I'm stoked to be with you. But before we jump into that, let me just start by saying good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is a privilege and an honor and a whole lot of fun. And it's always great to spend time with my high-altitude peeps, sharing a little bit of airspace, as they say. You know, I remember growing up in that golden age of time in the 70s, as they say. Kind of dates me a little bit. But there's a great song by Steve Miller called Fly Like an Eagle. And if you'll recall, it's kind of got that iconic first note or first line of the song. It says, time keeps on ticking. Time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. Right? Well, the question is, how are you investing that time? Because time's ticking, baby. It's going to tick. It's going to keep going no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're thinking about, no matter where your heart and soul is. You can't stop time. You can't rewind time. You can't speed time up. You can't bank it out. You can't sell it. You can't get it back. Time is going to keep on ticking. And so that question that you have to answer for yourself is, how are you investing your time today? How are you investing your time every day? The simple truth is that time's going to pass regardless. And so many opportunities are missed due to inaction, due to overthinking things, due to allowing ourselves to become overwhelmed, due to allowing circumstances to get into our way, to allowing our excuses to become bigger than our passion, bigger than our vision, bigger than our why. But let's talk about success. If time's going to tick along and opportunities could be missed, what about success? If you're on purpose with your business, then I've got some great news for you. If you are on purpose, if you're focused, if you're committed to your business, if you're committed to this thing, I'm not just talking about, hey, you plunked down a whole bunch of money and now here you are. I'm talking about now what's next. Because that's just the first part. That's just the price of admission. That doesn't guarantee you anything. You realize that, right? Just because you invest anything, doesn't matter how high or how little you invest in your business, that does not guarantee you anything. That's just the price of admission. That just got you in the door. Now the question is, what are you going to do? Because if you're on purpose with your business, the good news is success is inevitable. That's right. Now, it's only inevitable if you do certain things in the right order. So we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about this word, inevitable. It comes from the Latin inevitabilis, which literally means unavoidable. Your results in life are unavoidable. The question is, are they going to be the kind of results you want? Is it going to be the success that you've been dreaming about? In fact, if you look at anything in your life, anything right now that you have in your life, anything, was at one point inevitable. There was a point in your life when the spouse you have, the lover you have, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the whomever it is in your life, was not in your life. You weren't born with that person. It was inevitable that you were going to meet them. If you have children, if you're fortunate enough to have children, it was inevitable that the day would come that they were going to be born. If you have grandchildren, if you have friends, if you have colleagues, if you have a house, if you have a car, if you have a phone or a watch or anything that you love, any kind of physical, tangible, material, anything, it was inevitable that that was going to come into your life. Now, some people love the stuff they got. Let's talk about your health. Your health is inevitable. Where you are right now, your body mass index, whether you're lean or you're not so lean, whether you're fit or you're not so fit, whether you're healthy or maybe you've got some health challenges, that stuff was inevitable. And I know a lot of people sometimes, especially when you start talking about things like health, they say, yeah, but I was born with this condition. Hey, listen, I'm just telling you, things in life for you right now, your life, the results you have right now were inevitable. If you've been working hard and you're not seeing the results yet, I promise you this. If you are putting forth your best effort on a daily basis, if you are dedicated to those to the effort that you put forth. In other words, if you're focused and you're putting forth your best effort on a daily basis, you're consistent with it, and you're dedicated to it, if you're devoted to it, then your results will be inevitable. Period, end of story. Because the decisions that you made created the results you have right now. That's the fact. So we're going to talk about this. There's really five ways, five little steps. I'm going to give you five quick steps, and we're going to talk through this. Five steps, if you're taking this on a daily basis, they will walk you toward that unavoidable collision with your results. Number one is you have to define what success means to you. We all have our own definition of success. Definition of success is personal to each and every one of us. For some people, that definition of success means, you know, being the patriarch or the matriarch of their family, being able to support them, being able to give them the things they need. For some others, the definition of success is the ability to give back, to change their community, change the world. For other people, the definition of success is to do something they're proud of, to do something that brings them joy, to work in their passion, whatever. There's all kinds of different definitions for success. Other people define success monetarily. Other people define success by how much impact they have on the people around them and the number of people that they can touch. Question is, how do you define success? Your definition is very personal to you. My challenge to you, I want you to think about this today, this being Monday, this being the first day of the week, the first day of the month, and the first day of a brand new quarter, I want you to think about how you've defined success. Is that personal to you? Or is this a definition that has carried over and been somehow influenced by the people in your life? And if so, that's totally, it makes sense. It happens. It's natural. But I want you to think about your definition of success and ask, is it still working for you? Is it still working for you? Does it still match up with your values, with your vision, your mission, and your why? Those four pillars for success that I talk about quite often. Your definition of success is not only deeply personal to you, but it's something that should be plugged into you on a daily basis, like your DNA is. I'm not talking about some guru talk here or some woo-woo sort of, you know, make you feel good and get you all pumped up. I'm talking about something very important. You have to get clear on your definition of success, because if you're living somebody else's definition, that's probably a reason why you are feeling unsatisfied. Maybe you're feeling frustrated. Maybe you're feeling uncomfortable. But if you're waking up and you're fulfilled, if you're pumped, if you're stoked, if you're on your mission, if you feel great, if you're excited, if you feel wonderful about the future, even if right now isn't matching up the way you want it to, but you're saying to yourself, no, it's not the way I want it yet, but I'm getting there. Every day I'm working one step closer to it, then you are probably on the path to your success because you understand your definition. Now, once you've defined success, number two is you got to define why you want it. Remember what I said a moment ago, your vision, your mission, your values, and your why. Your values, your vision, your mission, and your why. Those four things. When you're connected to your values, you're clear on what your values are. And when you've figured out your vision for what you want life to look like, and then got clear on the mission that you're going to commit to help you make that vision come true, you got to know your why, the purpose behind why you're doing it. Such an important question to ask, and it sounds trite. I understand there are times where, you know, it sounds like, oh, okay, get clear on your why. What's your why? And you start, you know, coming up with these things. But a lot of times people are very vague. Well, what's your why? Well, my why is my kids. What is that? That doesn't tell me anything. Why is it important? What is it about your kids that force you, that inspire you, that impel you every single day to take the action you have to take? What about the days you feel like crap? What about the days you doubt? What about the days fear comes up and wraps its icy fingers around your throat? What then? Now you got to tell me why your kids are the impetus for you to go out there and do what you need to do. Very often when I do this work with people, when we talk about getting clear on their purpose or their mission, they don't have the clarity. They throw something up there that sounds good. Maybe they've heard other people talk about it. Maybe they've seen it put up in all kinds of fuzzy little, you know, vision board videos and crap like that. But they've never really gotten to the root of what it means to them. So I want you to define why you want your success. You got clear on the definition of success. Now, why do you want it? Why will you commit to it? Once you've done that, you have to establish a timeline for that, of course. But here's the cool part. When you establish the goals that actually get you where you want to be, the timeline is insignificant. Yeah, you want to make them timely, and I get that. Hey, for those of you that are still falling for that old parlor trick called SMART goals, which don't work anyway, if you're still doing that, great. If you want to set a timeline on them, fantastic. But here's the cautionary tale I want to tell you from a high-performance strategy standpoint. As a high-performance strategist, I have to help my clients. And the one thing that I always go straight to is when they start going to timelines. Well, by the end of this year, I want to make $100,000, or I want to make $1 million, or I want to do this, I want to do that. And the question is, great, listen, I understand that. But please understand, timelines are often on our, you know, according to our ego. We want to achieve it for certain reasons, because we want to prove something wrong, or we have to do something by a deadline because we must, you know, whatever the reason is. But they're very us-centric, egocentric. So be careful about the timeline part. I want you to set the timeline. I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to compete. I want you to push. I want you to, you know, inspire yourself. But be careful about the timelines. It's more important to get clear on those little target goals that are going to walk you to the big definition of success. Now, when I do this work with my clients, especially in my program that I call Best Year Blueprint, we talk about your three top priorities for the year, and then you start setting goals around that help you get to those three top priorities, right? So if for instance, one of your priorities was to buy a house, you may need to acquire the money for the down payment. You may need to do certain things to get your credit in order so that you can get the funding for the house, right? There's certain little, you understand this, like it's especially with complex goals. You have to have little target goals that help you accomplish that bigger priority. So establish those target goals that are going to help you get to your definition of success. And by the way, this doesn't have to be some overarching 10-year plan for your life. I don't believe in 10-year plans. I don't believe in 5-year plans. I barely believe in 3- and 1-year plans. What I'm talking about is what's going to compel you and impel you, two different words. Compel means to kind of incite you. To say, okay, I'm going to do this. Impel is to push you to actually create the propulsion to get you moving forward. Whatever it takes to get you there, those goals have to be that kind of goal. They have to really get you moving. Step 4 is you got to get clear on where you are relative to the goal. You've heard me talk about this. Where you are, where your goals are, and connect those two dots. If you want to be a millionaire in the next year, you got to know where you are relative to that millionaire status, and not just your bank account. A lot of times people say this, they'll say, hey, you know, I would love to be a millionaire, but I got 25 bucks in the bank. Guess what? Your mission is to figure out the points between those two, between $25 in the bank and $1 million in the bank. And your plan is going to be slightly different than the person who's got $250,000 in the bank, right? Because there are certain steps that have to happen in order to get you there. And one of the most important steps is not technique. It's not how you invest. It's not how much traffic you drive. It's not how great your website is. A lot of times it's about what's going on between the left and right eardrum. And so when you can figure out, you get clear on where you are relative to your goal, a lot of that work is going to be around your belief systems. It's going to be around your behavior, your daily method of operation. It's going to be around the way you do things and why you do them. Not what you do, but how you do them and why. So a lot of times you start seeing all these gurus coming out and all these quote-unquote experts. They're going to hold a webinar and they're going to teach you this new technique for getting lots of followers and lots of engagement and lots of this and lots of that. That's great. Go learn the tools. But if you don't have the muscle to swing the tool in the first place, and I'm talking about the mental muscle, then all the tools won't do you any good. Finally, you got to focus and go. You got to get focused, laser focused, and take action. Now let's break this down real quick. The fortune is in the focus. The fortune is in the focus. So what I teach my clients is what I call the Power Five, right? Five prioritized actions on a daily basis that you take that keep you structured, because all entrepreneurs need structure, and they keep you moving forward. You got to have that positive self-talk to keep yourself going. This is very important. When we talk about focus and we talk about having the right mindset, it's mindfulness. Look that up. There's lots of great exercises for mindfulness. Maybe I'll do a call on it one of these days. The whole point is this. We can easily go on autopilot. We can show up to start working our business. We start showing up. It's first thing in the morning, and then all of a sudden it's the end of the day, and we can't think of one thing that we got accomplished. Not because we didn't accomplish anything. Sure, you may have gotten several things done, but maybe you had a laundry list. Maybe you had 20 things you wanted to get done, and you only got to 5 of them. Or maybe you had 5 things you wanted to get done, and you only got 2 or 3 of them done, and you can't remember for the life of you what happened in between. Well, when you practice mindfulness, what that means is that you're present and in the moment, and you're giving your best effort. You're putting better quality work, not better quantity work. That's why I laugh at all these amateurs, because that's what they are, who fall for this whole 10X mentality and this chest-pounding, hustle-your-face-off mentality. Listen, amateurs fall for that crap. Hustle is great. I love hustle. I think you got to. But if it's unfocused hustle, you're wasting energy. You may as well go to the playground and play with the kiddies. But if you want to go and play with the big dogs, the heavyweights, and you want to make a big difference in your life and build your business empire, it's more than just hustle. It's got to be purposeful, focused mindfulness that you apply to everything you do. The fortune is not just in the follow-up. The fortune is in the focus, my friends. I'm telling you right now. Next is inevitable success is all about attitude. Attitude. Now, I'm not talking just about chest-pounding bravado here, okay? In fact, I'm not talking about chest-pounding bravado. What I'm talking about here is the fact that if you say to yourself, my success is inevitable and I got this, that mental chatter, that attitude shift is enough to power you through anything, whether you're tired, whether you're not feeling well, whether you got, you know, some big heavy weight on your shoulders that you're carrying as you're going about building your business. That attitude that my success is inevitable, I got this, that kind of attitude will drive the actions that will bring your goals and your success and your all your results that you want, it'll bring it to fruition. It is inevitable. You are on a collision course with your success when you have an attitude like that. And again, this is not meant to be some motivational BS, okay? This is facts. This is performance psychology. This is high-performance strategy that we're talking about here. It is inevitable when you have the right attitude because you will meet with resistance. You will trip. You will stumble. You will get your face beat in. You will get your ass kicked at times. It's how you respond to those moments that will dictate how high, fast, and far you fly. Inevitable success is all about action. And as I said a moment ago, it's about focused action, but it's also about specific action. It's not about just doing anything for the sake of being busy. Whenever somebody says to me, I say, hey, how's it going? They go, busy. I'm like, oh, I feel bad for you, man. I'm sorry to hear that. That's my general response. How you been? Busy. Sorry to hear that. Busy is not sexy. It's not admirable. It's not cool. Used to be. Used to be, hey, man, busy is cool. No, what's cool and, quote, sexy, if you need that, is being on purpose, being deliberate, being specific, being focused. Inevitable success is all about follow through. You persist until. And doing what you know you have to do, even in the face of maybe not feeling it. So today and every single day, make this the day where you are out there for inevitable success. Believe that you are inevitable, that your success is inevitable. Have the attitude, the drive that will bring the actions, that will do the actions, will actually create the action that will bring your results, that will bring your success, that will bring your goals and your results and all the things you want to fruition. If you say my success is inevitable, I got this, then not only do I believe you, but more importantly, you will begin to believe you. Define your success, define why you want it, establish the goals that you have to take to get there, get clear on where you are relative to the goals, then focus and go. Make it happen. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.